So the big news last night was that the Lions made a signing, Kevin Zeitler. Big news this morning, the Red Wings called up Simon Edvinson, who has recovered from his injury in Grand Rapids. We told you he was back in the lineup over the weekend and wondered if he was in fact going to get an opportunity sooner rather than later. And indeed, that's exactly what happened. He gets called up. He'll be in the lineup tonight against Columbus. As the Red Wings play, y'all better win a game. And Zeitler, though, year 13, well-established as one of the better guards in the NFL. He is older. He's 34 years old, but he's played and started, rather, 47 games in his three seasons at Baltimore. So that's pretty good track record. He allowed two sacks and 574 pass reps last year, only four penalties. The thing about the pass reps is those can be a little bit misleading if or the two sacks when you have the most mobile quarterback in the game. But he is considered to be a strong pass protector. Jackson allowed two sacks as well last year. He committed one more, five penalties. But one of the best things about this is Baltimore is a very well-run organization. They did not want to lose him. They knew they might because they're up against the cap. And they knew that they might not be able to keep him. So Detroit gets him for still not much of a price. I wonder if Baltimore's kicking themselves a little bit there. But he was on the market. I mean, Lamar's cap hit goes up $10 million a year, and it's going to get very, very hefty. Now, the cap does go up, but it's going to get very, very hefty moving forward.
Well, it's yes, and at some point you could always restructure it and kick the can down the road where it gets even heftier, but for the time being you could sign players.
With that said,
their loss, our gain.
Yeah, he was a good starter there and cap casualty, and the Lions pounce. And Brad Holmes, look, I don't like telling people what they should do or how they should feel, but I do feel like some people owe him an apology. Man, we had some calls and some texts, and not an overabundance of them. But like late last week, we did the did you approve of Brad Holmes' approach to the offseason. It wasn't even did you approve of what he's done so far. It was did you approve to his approach, which is he's spreading the wealth around. He's trying to make every position a little bit better. And in the offensive line's case, kind of maintain the same. He might have made the offensive line better in a one-year snapshot in time. 2 years from now, you'd probably rather have Jonah Jackson because Zeitler will be a free agent again and might not be back here. But and Jonah Jackson was a good player. I'm not trying to change the narrative there. And Zeitler might take a step back at this point in his career. But at the very least, it feels like he's kept the offensive line what it was.
Well, this is one of the cases where you look at adding depth on the team, and it's 100% that. Would you sign Jonah Jackson at $17 million a year, or would you sign Graham Glasgow, Kevin Zeitler, and Amik Robertson?
Yeah.
Well, they chose the latter, and they still have money left over.
And an entire draft to bring in. And they're kind of getting to the point, too, where they're stacking useful players at every position, that the draft for them might be about, okay, we're just going to move up two or three times and walk away with five picks instead of seven picks,
mm-hmm.
and try and just get quality more than anything.
Which I wouldn't have any issue with. And that's why when we did the Daniel Jeremiah mock draft earlier in the show, you list the players who are available in that mock draft exercise, and there was a lot to chew on.
Yep.
Do you want to go defensive back? Because Cooper DeJean and Kool-Aid McKinstry were there. Do you want Chop Robinson as a pass rusher? Did you want to go with the Fisk, the defensive tackle? I mean, a wide receiver, fastest receiver in the draft, good size, and Xavier Worthy. You want to do this? I mean, there's a lot there. It's a lot to like, and this is what he has done with free agent signings that were, I think they're smart and they're solid. None of them are home. This one might be a home run.
It might be.
It's a one-year deal, which I guess takes away a little bit because it's not like a long-term thing, but I don't know if I want long-term. And it gives you the flexibility throughout the draft, which he always seems to, doesn't care about flexibility. He just does what he wants to do in the draft. I'm going to take the best player I can. But this is one of those scenarios where you can say as a Lions fan on the outside looking in, now you can buy into best player available because they've allowed themselves to go ahead and do just that, even though, of course, that's what he's going to do anyway. But now the fans can get on board with it if you weren't beforehand.
I feel like if you can't say they're not better. You could say they're at least appear to be the same on the offensive line, but can make a case that they're better.
One's a better Zeitler is, according to the numbers, is a better pass protector than he is a run blocker. And the numbers would say that Jonah Jackson was a better run blocker than he was a pass protector. Well, the NFL is all about passing. So if you're going to protect Goff even more, I think that's a plus.
Additionally, you look at the personnel on the defensive line. I think they're better there. I feel pretty safe at saying that with the big addition of DJ Reader.
Put Reader next to McNeil in the middle of that line's defense, and it is absolutely better than it was before.
And how much more critical is that? Look, they faced Christian McCaffrey in the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've built an effing wall in the middle of their defensive line with two guys who are great run stuffers. Useful against a Christian McCaffrey. Now you've got Saquon Barkley in Philly. Like, Philly's coming at you with a great running back now. And Swift was good. Barkley's better. Again, their lines have countered.
If he can stay healthy.
With these pieces that should be able to help neutralize those players.
Well, I mean, it was a strength of the team last year. They were second in the NFL in rush defense. So you're continuing to add to that strength. You're not going to have any fall off. And it's great, but it wasn't the problem on the team. What you get from DJ Reader that you didn't get from the other handful of guys that played defensive tackle next to Aleem McNeil is a guy who actually gets some pressure on the quarterback. May not get the quarterback sack. He may not get it.
Yeah.
But what he's going to do is create pressure from that position that you weren't getting from anybody else. And maybe it requires the fullback or the running back who's back there, and he's got to pick up somebody who's breaking through the line. He goes and takes DJ Reader to help out there, leaving Hutchinson one-on-one or James Houston one-on-one so they can get home with their pressure. I mean, it should improve the defense, yes.
Yeah, and they're so better in the secondary, better at the corner spot, probably looking for a depth safety at this point, and maybe a wide receiver still in free agency. But if the numbers are right that SpotTrack has, there's still over $21 million to spend. Now, that money might be earmarked for some of their own guys. It might be folded into contracts that are starting, that are, you know, they're going to extend some people. But very good maneuvering in the offseason so far to get better. Now, they didn't go splash. They didn't go big, if that's what you wanted and that's how you would build your team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then fair enough. Then you will not be satisfied with this offseason.
No, they didn't make the big splash signing, no. And could they have? I think they could have. I think there are some positions that they could have. Free agency isn't done yet, but are the Lions done? That's the question. Are they done because they've effectively filled all these holes and now they can just go to the draft and kind of relax a little bit? Maybe there's a move to be made in trade because you've got the cap space that you can make that, and there might be a team that's trying to unload some players there to free up some space on their own. They can do that. I still think that they can add another player. I want to add another safety. If you can add Quandre Diggs goes in and starts right away.
Now, he had a problem with the old staff. Do you think he'd fit in with this group?
Yes.
I kind of wonder about that. In some ways, the fact that he didn't fit in with Matt Patricia has gone from being, well, maybe this guy's a problem too.
Did you see who tweeted at him encouraging him to look at the Lions in free agency?
No.
Snacks Harrison over the weekend had a tweet.
To Diggs?
Saying come back to Detroit, which is just weird all around. Like, Snacks Harrison, former Lion defensive lineman who played here for what, a season, or was it part of one season, or do you play a season and a half? So that's kind of weird. And recruiting a guy who used to play So it's a guy who used to play in Detroit recruiting a guy to Detroit who used to play in Detroit.
Yeah, give me a second on that because I might have something to add to it. But suffice it to say,
but this
things have changed.
Yeah, and the reason I want to add Quandre Diggs is because, again, you're adding players that would be upgrades over what you have. And Diggs is a really good safety. And then you don't have to rush along Melon Fonwu. You know, Brian Branch, does he stay as a slot corner? Kirby Joseph is the free safety. I mean, you've got things, I guess, you're just adding to that depth in the secondary with quality players.